Westside commercial fishermen stepped closer to opening their season Friday as officials released the year's first apportioned escapement count by species. On Thursday, 2,800 Chinook swam past the Nooshkak River sonar, along with 2,000 sockeye and a big push of 7,500 chums. Fish and Game's Westside manager Tim Sands said fair weather and a lack of wind has put us a little behind on king salmon escapement for this time of year.
That's not a surprise really this year because we knew that we're behind and we can catch up really fast. It's not like it's the middle of the season where being behind means it's hard to catch up.
As for when commercial fishermen will be able to put their nets in the water, Sands will only say sometime next week. Getting apportioned escapement counts, though, is one hopeful sign that it's coming over the horizon. So, how exactly does the process work? Sands explains it's a combination of high-tech sonar and an old-school handheld tally counter. Sonar records 10-minute snapshots every hour, all day long, from a site about 25 miles upstream from the commercial fishery, just downstream from Portage Creek. Technicians then total up the number of fish swimming by to get a raw count.
So that's what the image looks like.
It looks like
ultrasound. And see, look, you can see that little fish there? See right there? There's
a fish there.
But you can't tell species from this. All you can tell is they're fish. In order to break them down into the species, you have to catch some of them. Based on the proportion caught of each species, then you can apply that proportion to the number you counted in each zone, and there's your numbers.
Biologist Greg Buck of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says they used to catch and release 100 fish across the whole 1,000-foot-wide channel to apportion escapement counts. That ended up taking too much time to be useful for fishery management, so they took a different tack around 2005.
Now we started fishing more and broke the river into different strata, and that allowed us to drop the sample size. So now we apportion on a daily basis rather than the pool across days across the whole river.
There's an inshore and an offshore zone on both sides of the river, and Sand says they have to catch 5 fish in each section before they can be confident in their apportionment data. He refuses to release any count before then because he's been burned in the past. That's why it took 8 days of counting this year to get apportionment data. Sands recalls using historical data one year to apportion escapement counts, but they turned out to be nowhere near the real count.
The public got really bent out of shape because the number they were most concerned about went down. We tried to explain it to them, and I mean, people are like, we'd be fired if we kept books like that. You know, I mean, it's easier to just say, sorry, we don't have any numbers. We'll tell you when we have numbers, but right now we don't have any numbers because we don't. And to pretend that we do can be worse than just saying we don't.
So now that we're getting this year's numbers, it's a waiting game. Sands has to be confident that Nooshkak will at least hit its lower escapement goal of 55,000 king salmon before opening the district up for commercial fishermen hunting sockeye.
We've been fishing since 1884 and they're still here, so that's an indicator that it's somewhat sustainable.
Like Sands, we'll knock wood to that. In Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.